Klotz, 118 North Barclay Avenue. First, I'd like to thank the commission for, and the mayor for his statement that was in the current today, and thank the commission for taking my comments in the last meeting seriously. I'm here today just to get an update, to ask where things are at, talk about the process involved to get any kind of permitting from the state, and if necessary, I would imagine probably from the federal government too, because the Army's down there.
We
had that conversation today.
We immediately after the first meeting, obviously, as you've read, we contacted the DEP by phone and started a process rolling. We have since followed up with a formal letter to which they have not responded to yet, which is not unusual for us. Today, Commissioner Amadeo and I were on the beach with the DEP and the Corps of Engineers, and we spoke to them, and they said they would get back to us and start the process rolling. And there's so many levels of the DEP that it's impossible for me at this point to report when we will get any response at all. But they know that we're, in favor, and I got a very good feeling from them. What did you do, John?
Yes, Mayor, I would agree with you. What they said is that they didn't think that there would be a problem on the state side with permitting. It would be basically granted based on the fact that the design would be done, and the problem they feel we would have obstacles with are the Army Corps, because with the dunes in place now, the Army Corps federal law prohibits any structures. That's why I couldn't move Beach Patrol headquarters, which was a major concern of ours when the dunes came in front of the dunes or on top of the dune. I had to stay where I was. They just gave us a grant of $200,000, the state of New Jersey, to raise it so that we had visibility over top of the dunes for our guarded beaches. So the Army Corps will not allow you to put anything seaward of the dune.
Well, we're not looking at
right
going seaward.
But as we looked at it today and we had a conversation, our engineer was there, there are obstacles because of the way our bulkhead, which you're well aware of, juts out at, what's that, Sumner? Sumner?
Rumson,
Osborne, Lancaster. And then again, when we get down to the pier, it comes back out until we get there. So again, they said the state didn't feel that they have any. They said it's on you. Don't come to us for any money. But they don't feel that it would be obstacles for the DEP to issue permits to build a boardwalk. They just feel that the obstacles you're going to face is with the Army Corps. And then the other thing we looked at least I looked at today, is I looked at the residences that are the houses that are built on the beach blocks that face the ocean, that if you had, we now have a new ordinance in place for the height of new structures, the boardwalk would actually be higher than the beachfront homeowners' patios and bulkheads. So I see potential issues as we move forward with the homeowners, that they would have concerns with people walking by on a boardwalk, looking in their houses, them sitting out there, privacy issues. And that's just me talking.
Okay.
They were receptive, though, Glenn. They said, we'll sit down and go move forward and work these things out if we can.
Don't we also have to talk with CAFRA?
Yes.
Yes.
That was the first thing.
First thing you have to do.
First thing.
So that's the first step is CAFRA.
Yep. They said that this morning.
Right. But at the same time, we have to be talking to the federal government.
Yeah, the federal government is, that's probably going to be the difficult, the Army Corps of Engineers, that's going to be the difficult hurdle. Although they're in the business of building boardwalks, they're doing one in Atlantic City right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this would be the third boardwalk built in New Jersey in the last 5 years since we have Belmar, complete boardwalk. But that's a rebuild, of course, from the storm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?